In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God
forever. So I want to do something just a smidge different today. Normally when I share a story, I try to draw out a lesson or two for us to think about and apply to our lives. Today I'm just going to tell the story and leave it in story form. And because there's so much in here, I invite you, as I tell it, I invite you to keep your heart open to this question. What from this story speaks to me? What from this story speaks to my life? Now, each one of us is different, and different parts will speak to or comfort or maybe challenge us differently. And even if it seems like a small or peripheral part of the story, it's okay to apply that to your life. And so that's my invitation to you, to ask yourself, what in the story speaks to my life? So each year on the final Sunday of Great Lent, we are treated to an amazing account of a woman known only as Mary of Egypt. We know nothing about her earliest childhood, only that whatever she experienced was enough to entice her to run away from home at age 12. 12-year-old Mary went to the great city of Alexandria and lived a party life, indulged the flesh, overused the substances of the day, worked menial jobs, and engaged in petty theft to sustain this way of life, of using and being used. And she did this for about 17 years. So when Mary was about 30, she heard of a great festival that was happening in another part of the empire, Jerusalem. Not one to pass up a good party, Mary boarded a small ship and sailed from Alexandria, Egypt, to go to Jerusalem. Now, little did Mary know, and probably little did she care at the time, that this party was actually the festival of the Holy Cross, and the actual cross of Jesus Christ would be there for veneration. So Mary, now 30 years old, followed the crowds from the ship on the long pilgrimage to the cathedral, walked up the steps. But when she got to the porch of the church, she couldn't get herself to go in. Something inside her would not let her enter. And the years of pain and loneliness and abuse, both given and received, and all the wayward attempts that she had chosen to both mask and compensate for these things, all this stuff came flooding through Mary's heart. And she had a breakdown right there on that church porch. And for the first time in decades, Mary felt the presence of God. And she turned inwardly toward that presence, and she prayed for the first time in ages right there on those steps. Now, Mary expected God to reject her. Such was the image she imagined God to be. But she was quite surprised. God did not only not reject her, God took Mary into a divine embrace. And she felt a love so intimate and so deep. She had a hard time accepting that this love and this acceptance was for her. She couldn't believe this was for her, had her name on it. There was no rejection. There was no judgment even. Just an inner voice that said, "Welcome home, my daughter." Not too dissimilar from the parable of the prodigal son. And now Mary of Egypt looked up and saw an icon of the Holy Mother of God above the doors of the church and felt prompted to pray to her namesake. And she prayed with these words. She said, "Please help me, Pure One. Help me see the wood on which your Son redeems the lost." Mary of Egypt's self-loathing was so entrenched by this point, she said she expected to receive not just rejection, but disgust and hatred from the Mother of God. Mary's self-hatred was how she believed others saw her. The lens through which she saw herself was the lens she thought everyone else was seeing her through also. such as the demon of feeling worthless. Of course, the Mother of God, being the Mother of Light himself, showed neither rejection nor hatred, but instead showered Mary of Egypt with such gentle motherly love, such gentle compassion, an acceptance Mary of Egypt had never known in this life. And empowered by this love and by the truth that she was accepted and was valued, Mary entered the church, venerated the wood of the cross, and later received communion for the first time since childhood. And then the sweetest little thing happened as liturgy was ending. A tiny old man approached her, and Mary thought he was going to rebuke her for wearing a party girl outfit into church. And Mary of Egypt was wrong again. This little old man did not rebuke her. This old timer pulled out 3 small silver coins and said, "You look like you could use this." Third time expecting rejection, third time instead receiving affirmation and dignity. First from God, second from the champion leader of saints, and third from an ordinary little church member. It makes me wonder how different Mary's story would be if this old timer hadn't treated her with kindness and gentleness. We might not know her name. And then, prompted by the Holy Spirit, Mary used the 3 coins to buy 3 loaves of bread. And she crossed the Jordan and lived the next 47 years in the wilderness, in repentance, in prayer, in meditation, and eventually finding peace. And she lived there until her death at age 80. Now, Mary's story might have died with her if not for a priest monk named Zosimas. Zosimas had come to a place in life where the hubbub at the monastery was a distraction to the contemplative life he wanted during Lent. So after Forgiveness Sunday, Zosimas traded food and a bed for quiet. He chose quiet by leaving the monastery and spending the 40 days of Lent in the wilderness. Now, the thought of 40 days of quiet might appeal to many of us. No food, no bed, no hugs may be less enticing. But that was the price Zosimas was willing to pay for the contemplative quiet. Now, in one of those Lenten retreats, Zosimas encounters Mary, now 77 years old, and she's naked, her clothes had long since rotted. She's sunburned and leathery and skinny as a rail. So giving Mary his cloak, Zosimas inquired, and Mary told Zosimas her story, her struggles against horrible memories, her struggles against depression, and how she carried the rest of us in prayer, holding us in her repentant heart all that time. And then finally, believing in and trusting the love of God and finding peace. Mary said she didn't find peace until she accepted that God loved her and accepted that love for herself. In the next year, Zosimas brought Mary the Holy Eucharist, and Mary took communion for only the second time in her adult life. The following year, Zosimas discovered Mary's dead body, now 80 years old, and with great prayer and reverence, he buried her there in the wilderness. And then he returned to his monastery to share Mary of Egypt's story, first with his fellow monks, eventually with the world, and today shares that story with you. Amen.